Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Healing Hour Show. I am Hadia Majid, your host. I am one of the co-founders and present administrator of the Bay'atu Salaam Network, Inc., International. We are a domestic violence awareness organization. We manage an outreach office in Decatur, Georgia, and that's our headquarters for now. We also assist survivors of domestic abuse with housing, some financial assistance, referrals for jobs, career, help with gas and bus fare. We also have professional people who work with us who we can refer people to when they feel that they need them. We're blessed to have a PhD psychologist on our board, Dr. Sakina Rashid. She has been in her field for many years. She is called upon to be an expert witness around the country when it comes to the work that she does. She works with women, children, men, families, various areas where people need help and counseling in their personal lives. We are very blessed to have a very active volunteer team, many of them under the age of 40. In fact, when you average in the ages of all of our active volunteers, you get right above 35 years of age, so that's very important, especially since I'm planning my retirement, if the Lord wills, in 2017, just under 2 years from, you know, right now. We're going to take a short break and come back with our moment of reflection. After our moment of reflection, we will have some announcements, and then we will take up our subject, our conversation that we've been having all month, the abortion industry, and Planned Parenthood. We'll be back in about a minute.
Don't test me, you don't know what I pass. You don't know about my stress. You don't know about my crew. Watch what you do, don't test me. I bow down to the one, and you just got that gun. Don't know what you'll become. Watch what you do.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to the Healing Hour Show. I am Hadia Majid, your host. We're going to begin our moment of reflection. This morning we will not have Quranic recitation following the moment of reflection. As you reflect today, as you pray, as you meditate, please keep in mind our world. As you watch the news on TV, you see that our world is in chaos. There's wars and rumors of wars, and this is something that has been prophesied. So since we know this is coming, the best we can do is, first of all, take care of our own soul. Pray, act in accordance to the scripture, and pray for mercy from Allah, God, when we take that final breath, when we've done all we can do, that we will receive mercy in our grave. And when that time comes of resurrection, we, our soul will be entered into the paradise and not the hellfire. Speaking of wars and rumors of wars, we have something brewing in the U.S. Congress, and if it is allowed to continue, we could be looking at a war. Congressman, and this is not politics with me. I'm not a Democrat, nor am I a Republican. And that's a whole nother show in itself. I'm making this announcement based on a need. The vast majority of people in this country, all over the world, do not want war because we know wars are ugly. People get hurt in wars. People die in wars. And let's face it, wars do not really solve problems. They may stop something for a short term. However, in time, there'll be another war. So that shows me that wars do not end conflicts. Peace, negotiating, goodwill ends conflict. Unfortunately, Congressman John Boehner, in an attempt to one-up on President Obama, we know that, unfortunately, our two elected leaders do not have the relationship that they should have as mature men, as men who have been elected to public office to work and serve the public good. Congressman John Boehner, who is the leading person in Congress, has invited Prime Minister Netanyahu to speak before Congress this spring. That in itself seems pretty innocent. However, he didn't get clearance from Congress. It is a well-established diplomatic protocol, and this is with all countries, that heads of state do not go and visit other countries, especially to speak to their elected body or their appointed bodies without being invited by the head of state. John Boehner has acted outside of his authority. Right now, the United States is in very delicate diplomatic talks with the country of Iran. We're doing all we can through these talks to avoid a war. Iran has built up its nuclear capability. Now, they say it's for domestic use only to be sure they can have enough electricity to serve the people in their country. Well, we have to take them at their word. However, there's a process in doing so called yellow cake. And this yellow cake substance is used in bomb making. So if you have yellow cake in your nuclear program and you enrich it to a point, you can then build a nuclear weapon. And as we know, the countries who have nuclear weapons leading the United States leading the pack have been working for years to not have those weapons be the mainstay of the military arsenal. We've been scaling back. We've been finding ways to disarm them and so forth and so on. If Prime Minister Netanyahu comes to Congress in spring to speak to the Congress, it can be looked upon by the government of Iran as that we are backing Israel no matter what, although we are an ally of Israel. Also, Prime Minister Netanyahu, at the time he comes to speak, will be 2 weeks away from an election in his country where he's facing very stiff opposition. Prime Minister Netanyahu coming to America to speak to our Congress primarily to counter what President Obama said in the State of the Union address. We do not need him coming here and possibly upsetting the delicate talks we're having with the country of Iran. So there's a petition going around. If you're on Facebook and Twitter, you will see the link. We want 1,000 signatures on this petition demanding that Prime Minister Netanyahu not come to the U.S. to speak to our Congress in the spring. If you do not see this link on Facebook or on Twitter, you can inbox me, Hadia Majee, on Facebook, and I'll be glad to send it to you. Please respond as quickly as possible. There's already been an attempt to stop it from being circulated. There are some people who are complaining about it, you know. So please, when you see it, sign it. If you vote or not, American citizens, Muslims, sign it. If you're not an American citizen, you live here, sign it. If you do not live in the U.S., sign it, because none of us want war, the majority of us, 99.9999999% of us do not want war, because we know war does not solve anything. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll make a few announcements. Then we'll go into our conversation for the day, the abortion industry and Planned Parenthood. We'll be right back. Assalamu alaikum. May God's peace be upon you. Please forgive me. We were supposed to go into our moment of reflection. We'll do that now. We'll take a brief moment to pray, to meditate. Whatever you do to put positive energy into the atmosphere, please do it, keeping in mind that our world is in chaos and we truly need peace. We begin our moment of silence. Welcome back to the Healing Hour Show. I have a few announcements before we go into our conversation today. First, we'd like to invite you to call in at 646-716-9850. 646-716-9850. Please call in. We want to have a conversation. 646-716-9850. Brothers and sisters, we are approaching one of our major events of the year, the Purple Hijab and Kufi Day 2015. We have made so much progress with this event. We now have a website totally dedicated to this event. You can go to www.ithkd.org. www.ithkd.org. I, T as in Paul, H as in Henry, K as in Kite, D as in Dandelion.org. At that website, all the information about the event is there. The goal of this event is to promote and to encourage activism, to show support of survivors of domestic abuse, and to remind people that domestic abuse is not a plaything. It's not a small thing. It is deadly. We lose lives annually due to domestic abuse. It's said that we lose about 5,000 all over the world, here in the U.S., and we know our figures are not 100% accurate because it's very difficult to get the information that's needed to verify this. We have a list of about 52, 53 names of men, women, and children we have lost due to domestic abuse. So please support the International Purple Hijab and Kufi Day. Here in Metro Atlanta, the program will be Sunday, February 15th, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. We are wearing purple to show support for survivors of domestic abuse. We're coming together to learn. And at the end of the program, inshallah, and that means if the Lord wills, we will make a dua or prayer together, asking Allah to strengthen us so we can end domestic abuse in our homes, our masjids, Islamic centers, churches, temples, halls, whatever you call your place of worship. We can end it in our cities, our states, our country, and the world. Please go to Facebook, type in International Purple Hijab and Kufi Day. You'll see all the information that's on Facebook about this event. If you have any questions, call 770-255-8500, 770-255-8500. Email haleem1@aol.com, haleem1@aol.com, or inbox me, Hadia Majid, on Facebook, HADAYAI, Majid, MAJEED, on Facebook. We're also gearing up for the training of volunteers to include toy drive coordinators for the National Eid Toy and Gift Drive 2015. Next Sunday, inshallah, will be the first program of training right here at www.blogtalkradio.com/Bayatou Salam. This is one of my favorite events. We collect toys and gifts to give to families who are low to moderate income, families who are struggling to keep a roof over their heads, food on the table, gas in the car, or even get bus cards to get the family to and from where they need to go, to include the children going to school, the hospital, events, you know, whatever. So we just want to remind you of these two events. We also want to remind you that the Bayatou Salam Network, Inc. needs money. The type of work that we do, you must have a steady flow of money. And unfortunately, many survivors of domestic abuse cannot get sadaqa or zakat from their community. Or if they do get it, it's very little. Sometimes it's given very grudgingly. There's a lot of politics when women decide, and to include some men, to leave abusive relationships. So please remember to donate. We ask you for $2 per week, $8 per month. Of course, if you can do more, it is welcome. We need money. You can go to www.baitusalam.org, BAITULSALAAM.org, to donate. If you live in Metro Atlanta, you can come by MyEATA, Atlanta Food Consortium, located at 2720 Sylvan Road in East Point, open Tuesday through Saturday, 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. to collect donations. Ask for Brother Abdullah. He is the Chief Financial Officer of the Bayatou Salam Network, Inc. We're going to take one short break and come back and start our conversation about the abortion industry and Planned Parenthood. We'll be back in just a few seconds. Welcome back to the Bayatou Salam Network, Inc. If you plan on being with us for a conversation, please call 646-716-9850, 646-716-9850, or wait until the end of my presentation, then you can call in and we can talk. 646-716-9850. We're going to give you a few seconds to come on over to us so you can be online with us so we can talk. When that time is up, I'm going to go and pick up my notes and then begin our conversation. As I make my way over to pick up my note puts want to remind you that my EDA Land Food Consortium is one of our most consistent supporters. So please go by my EDA, 2727 Road, East Point, open Tuesday through Saturday, 12 noon to 8 p.m. Ask for Brother Abdullah. Variety store sells accessories, food, cleaning supplies for your home, a little bit of everything. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 12 noon until 8 p.m. We have been talking about the abortion industry. And before I go into my notes today, I want to make it clear, it's nothing personal against Planned Parenthood with me or the abortion industry. I just know that there's something wrong. And what I'm about to say is focused or is directed to the African-American community. It's something wrong when you're in a group of people and you comprise maybe 12% of the general population of a country, yet you women in your community are having 35% of the abortions that are performed at the Planned Parenthood clinic. And this is just one place you can have abortion. Since abortion is legal in the United States, you can pretty much go to any hospital, many doctor's offices, and you can have an abortion. So if we are having 35% of the abortions that Planned Parenthood is performing, then that means that there are more abortions happening. Also, it's nothing personal with me. I'm not against, okay, I'll put it like this. I'm not the person to tell someone what to do. But what I am thoroughly upset about is I feel that many women in general, across the board, Caucasian, Latino, Black, however you classify yourself racially, we are not getting objective information so we can make good decisions about our reproductive health. The abortion industry is what it is. It's an industry. There's money made in aborting. So you shouldn't call an unborn child a child. You shouldn't say that they're a baby. I'm going to leave that up to them. I'm going to say an unborn child. And that's just me. I'm going to read from an article that has 10 of Planned Parenthood's founder, Margaret Sanger's quotes. Margaret Sanger was a woman back in the early part of the 1900s who was advocated for birth control, who was a part of the eugenics movement. The eugenics movement was a movement to kind of weed out people who maybe would have birth defects, who would have mental illnesses, and so forth. Please go to our show, our program last week and the week before that, to get more information about the eugenics program, or you can email Helene1@AOL.com, and we'll be glad to send you that information. Margaret Sanger has been lauded by some as a woman of valor, but a closer look reveals that Planned Parenthood's audacious founder had some unsavory things to say about matters of race, birth control, and abortion. An outspoken eugenicist herself, Sanger consistently promoted racist ideas with a contemptuous attitude. Read on to learn why Planned Parenthood hides behind a false memory of Sanger, and why, despite her extraordinarily prolific writing career, one rarely sees her quoted by Planned Parenthood leaders and apologists. The most merciful thing that the large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. This is one of her quotes. Women and the New Race, Chapter 6. The wickedness of creating large families here, Sanger argues, that because the conditions of large families tend to involve poverty and illness, it is better for everyone involved if a child's life is snuffed out before he or she has a chance to pose difficulties to its family. We should apply a stern and rigid policy of sterilization and segregation to that grade of population whose prodigy is tainted or whose inheritance is such that objectionable traits may be transmitted to offspring. Plan for Peace, from Birth Control Review, April 1932, page 107, 108. Now, these are Margaret Sanger's actual words and what she actually believes. Article 1, the purpose of the American Baby Code shall be to provide a better distribution of babies and to protect society against the propagation and increase of the unfit. Article 4, no woman shall have the legal right to bear a child, and no man shall have the right to become a father without a permit. Article 6, no permit for parenthood shall be valid for more than one birth. America needs a code for babies. This is March 27, 1934. Give dissenting groups, people with bad genes in our population, their choice of segregation or compulsory sterilization. April 1932, Birth Control Review, page 108. Birth control must lead ultimately to a cleaner race. Now, I'm not going to have time to actually read all of this. We will be posting this on Facebook shortly after this show airs, this program airs, for you to read this in detail. There's a reason why Planned Parenthood does not discuss its founder. This is hideous. Also, think about it. Planned Parenthood, in its annual report, said it performed just over 300,000 abortions in 2013. 35% of those abortions were of women who identified themselves as Black or African American. When people go to Planned Parenthood clinics and other places they have abortions, they're not given objective information where they can make a decision on their own. They're not given information about the new laws about adoption. They're not given information about organizations that will help women who have unwanted pregnancies. They are really pretty much encouraged to have the abortion. I am pro-choice, and a lot of people feel, how can I be pro-choice and be a Muslim? Because Allah gives every human being limited free will. It's up to us what we do with the free will. We're not forced to serve the Creator. So that's why I am for pro-choice. I am for women making conscious decisions, good decisions, well-informed decisions about their reproductive health. Now, we may have another program in March on this subject. So I'm at the end of this program. That's all we can discuss right now. Know that whatever you do in life, get the information, be informed. Then that way you are totally accountable for your actions. Do not be a pawn for any political group, social justice issue group, or whatever. Get the facts, okay? As a Muslim, of course, I'm going to stress no sex before marriage, because that's how we live, or that's how we are supposed to live. That's what the Quran says. And it is a healthier lifestyle. Although not a popular lifestyle with many people, it is a healthier lifestyle. At this time, we're going to return to our studio, and we're going to officially end our program. Know that we love you. You can call us at any time. You can email us. You can inbox me on Facebook. We'll be glad to answer any questions about any programming that we've had. Understand, this programming wasn't about beating Planned Parenthood over the head. It's not about being judgmental about what anyone has done or thinks they may have to do in their life. It's your life. You are accountable for your actions. We just want you to have viable information, objective information. Okay, we can't get back to our studio, so we're just going to end the program right here. Thank you so very much for being with us. May everyone remain prayerful and safe, and if it's the Lord's will, we will be together this time next week. As-salamu alaykum. May God's peace be upon you.